From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump, as expected, announced Wednesday that the U.S. is officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and will begin the process of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv. It's a development that is drawing a negative reaction from much of the world.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Arab and Muslim states have warned that the controversial decision could inflame tensions in the region and destroy U.S. efforts to reach an Arab-Israeli peace agreement. Palestinians are calling for 3 days of rage to protest the plan. The United States government is convinced, it says, that incidents affecting the health of diplomats in Cuba are, quote, targeted attacks. Those are the words of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Wednesday. He also dismissed Cuba's claim that the U.S. has not provided enough information to Cuban investigators. He said he would not divulge information that violates the privacy of victims or helps the perpetrator determine how effective the attacks were. Investigators from the United States believe American diplomats and others in Havana may have been attacked by a sonic weapon earlier this year. Cuba has denied involvement. Russia has been banned from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea following a 17-month-long investigation by the International Olympic Committee. The committee determined that Russia had deliberately manipulated the global anti-doping program through a state-sponsored conspiracy. Russian officials have reacted with anger, accusing the IOC of being part of an anti-Russian campaign. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the run-up to the IOC decision, ice hockey teams across Russia posted videos on the internet with the message, "We want to go to the Olympics." But their protestations were in vain. To the dismay of many Russians, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, announced the ban Tuesday evening.
This systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia was an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games. So this is why the IOC Executive Board has today suspended the Russian Olympic Committee with immediate effect.
Over 20 Russian athletes have been banned following doping tests conducted on samples taken at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he will seek a new 6-year term in the March national election, a vote he is expected to easily win. He spoke to automobile manufacturers. He's been in power as either president or prime minister for the last 18 years. His government is facing a raft of mounting problems, including corruption allegations, poverty, and poor health care in the vast country. 16 Democratic U.S. senators, including at least 10 females, on Wednesday called for their party colleague, Senator Al Franken, to resign in the face of mounting allegations that for years he made unwanted sexual attacks on multiple women. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York said, as elected officials, we should be held to the highest standards. Schools were closed across Ventura County in Southern California as a wildfire continued to burn Wednesday, threatening 12,000 structures. Dozens of homes have burned since the fire erupted Monday, 96 kilometers northwest of Los Angeles. The local fire department has deployed hundreds of firefighters and has called in helicopters and airplanes to help fight the fire. Evacuations were ordered in a wide area. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.